Yo, gonna share some shit with you. All fucking truth, man. During the time before I come to America, I've met pretty girl, I even would like to marry her. But we were just a talking, switch one a topic to another. And of course nothing happened, we almost don't know each other. She said it was nice to meet you, I didn't even reply. Even though we just got her event is over, goodbye. And then I gave her a hug, and she gave me what too. Hope I did not say that out loud, but it was pretty cool. At that time I wanna rap, so I got back to work. Anytime me and her connect on social network, I think she really trusted me, told about her dream. At that day I said rap is most important to me. But with the time I got colder and closed myself in my world. I was really rude to her and we stopped talking at all. My friend has showed me her pictures, we could have met at DC. But I was too busy smoking the weed and writing the shit. Right now I'm back to myself and I will never be sorry for what I did starting tonight. Will not grow up but will stay up, cause I don't care about my age. No fucking cage can restrain my rage. Right now I'm back to myself and I will never be sorry for what I did starting tonight. Will not grow up but will stay up, cause I don't care about my age. No fucking cage can restrain my rage. Back to 2005, 7 years old, hip hop whole day cassette player. All we could afford, Eminem, Tupac, Mobb Deep. All that I found, it was enough for me to understand what was the underground. 2008 already, now we got internet. Training named the internet and sent me to hip hop land. At that moment wasn't not so big a fan of my music. For me the way this guy sing was a kind of confusing. 2010 now, yeah. Asking my brother, what's the point of hip hop and where the fuck is my father? Parents don't understand each other, now they kind of diverse. In hip hop lyrics is important just to listen to words. Once I heard the shit, I decided to start. Write my own words, that's what lighted my spark. 2016, so true, sounds like a prayer. But what the fuck could happen if not that cassette player? Right now I'm back to myself and I will never be sorry for what I did starting tonight. Will not grow up but will stay up, cause I don't care about my age. No fucking cage can restrain my rage. Right now I'm back to myself and I will never be sorry for what I did starting tonight. Will not grow up but will stay up, cause I don't care about my age. No fucking cage can restrain my rage. Another bitch. One chick met her similar way. Her eyes were so beautiful, things so hard to explain. I was feeling myself and falling in love over. I respect her that much that I opened the door for her. I was trying to treat her and she was nice to me. I thought it was best relationships that I ever could be. And while we were trying to find a place that we could have met, I was saving my money and was happy like kid. I'm at right now. It feels like I just woke up another person or something. I've learned this world now. I guess I'm.
But then I guess I was scared, stupid niggas by your feelings. See that is stupid, did that mean some only fucking appearance. I maybe went into war. I was ignoring my mom, but she was asking about the later hours to come. The bitch just said in the case she's most important. I'm sorry, but it's reality that the day I grew up and realized her personality. Of course, I swear that bitch put it out the faggot in a wig. Getting more educated, bitch, huh? And not a silly kid.
Frozen heart and hip hop, it's all now I got. Let's imagine what could happen if she wasn't a slut.